Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And we got some great news to kick off the final hour, because finally, with our long-awaited nightmare has been solved. We figured out the YouTube. She's back. She's on YouTube. Our favorite, Lucy Burge, at Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go give her a follow, DraftKings Sportsbook. Great to have her back on the show. Lucy, good morning to you. I'm going to start with a kind of a local question for us, but also something that plays into your hands. And we might have talked about this. How are people talking about Anthony Simons right now in Boston? Is there any intrigue in him being there? Is he an afterthought? Is he in the starting lineup? What's been the takeaway on Anthony Simons out there?
Yes, good morning. Our long national nightmare is, of course, over. Happy to be here. No talk about it. Like, not at all that I have heard. So, yeah. People are, the streets are buzzing, definitely.
I don't know if there's a
window we're talking about. It's crazy.
I don't know if there is a better encapsulation of us as sports fans in Portland and the things that we care about
right.
and how it fits into the bigger pantheon than that answer to that question.
Let me ask you, Lucy, on a follow-up with that. I understand that Ant Simons might not be a sexy name right now. Drake May is a dark horse MVP.
And much bigger deal.
Yeah. Much bigger deal, right? But, like, for a lot of sports fans, maybe yourself included, who are very Boston-based, are you guys becoming like, we don't care until Christmas? Or is there like a small segment of sports fan in Boston that, like, night one for the Celtics, it's religion, it's here we go? Like, how has it shaped out, I would say, mostly in your adult life of sports fandom, sharing your attention and your time with the NBA over there?
Yes, well, I think once the Celtics begin, people start caring. And I think what people care about with the Celtics, especially, is right now, is Jason Tatum and when he will return. And I think that's what people care about. I don't think people are looking to a championship this year. But I don't know if, I think it's somewhere in between rebuilding and championship, because I think people will care at first. And then maybe dip a little bit, and then probably Christmas, people start caring again. But I think the when will Jason Tatum return will keep people caring.
Okay. We're talking with Lucy Burge, DraftKings Sportsbook partner, at Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go give her a follow there. You're a baseball fan, and it's been emotional out here on the West Coast. We're not Mariner fans, but there's a lot of Mariner fans in our midst, and they've had a hard time here the last day or two. What are your initial thoughts on the World Series? Is it a Dodgers steamroll? Do we give the Blue Jays a chance? I saw you tweet out, I was reminded of the Shohei Ohtani en route to Toronto. He's going to be a Blue Jay, and now they're playing each other in the World Series, so it's a fun subplot. Where are you at on the World Series?
Yeah, he is on his way to Toronto. He's on a plane heading there.
So
brutal. I don't know who to root for. This is the worst World Series ever. Like, I just hope both teams have the most awful time ever is basically what I want. From the beginning of the playoffs, not really the beginning of the playoffs, from the beginning of after the wild card series, I thought, you know what, it's the Dodgers. It's just going to be the Dodgers again. So for the sake of it not being boring, I kind of want the Blue Jays to win, I guess. I don't know. And then I'm like, oh, do we want the Blue Jays to win? So I don't know.
Do you hate the Blue Jays as an AL East fan? Like, yeah, do people hate the Blue Jays? What have the Blue Jays ever done to you?
Register an emotion from the Blue Jays? It seems odd.
I guess it's just because of that, but they did take down the Yankees. So I guess I did say Dodgers is just going to be the Dodgers, so can I go back on that? So now I'm kind of like, I would rather the Blue Jays win. Also because George Springer is a Connecticut guy. He went to Avon Old Farms, which is the brother school of Miss Porter's, which is the high school I went to.
There you go, the tie-in.
He is a prep school guy, and fun fact, his sister and I went to the same softball pitching coach, and her lessons used to be right before me, and he used to pick her up.
Are you guys friends? I love this.
That was a turn in the story I did not expect.
As I'm thinking about it, maybe, yeah, Blue Jays and George Springer to win the World Series. I'll say the Blue Jays.
Can I ask you a personal question here now? Because the way that you just talked yourself out of and then in of and then out of and then back into the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Are you, now be honest here, are you one of the people that you ask what you want for dinner and you give like 55 restaurants and ultimately say you don't care?
Yeah.
Yes. Less so the restaurant, more so what I'm going to have. I will go back and forth on something and then talk myself in and out and then finally just decide. And I'm like, you know what? Step back, decide. So yeah, that's basically what happens every time. Although I do it not at the restaurant. I look up the menu before going to the restaurant. So I don't do it there. So I save people time.
So you make your decision before you're at the restaurant.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's a smart move. You got to think ahead of time.
I like to find out. I like to play surprise. Like, oh, this is on your menu. This is great.
This is going to send me down a whole tangent. My wife has, whenever we go out somewhere to eat for the first time, she will then proceed to pull up the menu on the website and read the entire menu to me. And I always look at her like, we're going to be there.
Very helpful.
I'll be there in 2 hours. See, and she thinks that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let me ask you this. I don't have a strong, I have weaknesses in my life. I feel like a weakness of mine is deciding what to eat at a restaurant because I know what I like, but I also sometimes feel like I box myself into a corner of getting this, like, I know my comfort.
You
know what
try something,
and then I want
you?
To try something, and then I feel like my hit rate when I choose to try something is not very good, and I don't have a good hit rate when I'm trying to roll the dice and gamble on something new. Does Lucy like letting it ride and let's try something, or are you just like, every time I'm someplace, I'm getting chicken tenders and fries?
Yeah, I like to think that I am a, like, oh, let's try something different today thing. But no, I always end up getting a burger. Yeah. Burger or and Caesar salad. Yeah. Caesar salad, burger, or, you know, and then though, if I branch out, I'm like, oh, let's try something like the fish or something. So, like, salmon. So I talk myself in and out of stuff. Or do I want a salad with salmon on it? It's so complicated. But my go-to, what I always land on, is a burger.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just gonna get a burger.
Just get a burger.
And be boring.
It's easy. I can't decide.
You like, I'm just gonna be boring and get a burger. You have to like compensate for it and like apologize. It's like, no, but if that's what you want, that's what you want.
But how often? I mean, that's the other thing too, is if you're still conflicted, like the hit rate on a burger is got to be 80%+, right? Like nobody can really screw a burger up,
even if it's overcooked. The only part is if it's too pale. Like we're talking a totally uncooked burger, but even if it's overcooked, it's still fine.
Exactly. You put a little sauce on it.
I will say. My hit rate with a burger is 100% because I get it well done. I get them well done. And there's a little apology for that. I'm like, oh, if that's okay. And they're like, yeah, fine. Well, but, you know, a chef would, I get so much hate for that. Oh, my God. People are like, you're right. Yeah. Foodborne illness is my biggest fear. So
yeah.
Of course,
I'll defend you on this. Burgers should not be undercooked. Ground beef is not steak. Steak medium rare has to happen. Burger,
it's a little different.
I'll grant you that. I don't want any pink in that burger. So I don't blame you on that. Let me ask you one more. We had a friend in the media of ours in town, and he texted us on Friday night and said, guys, this is like 7:30 at night too, and Portland's not a very late city, like we close a lot pretty early. I'm staying in downtown, I'm going to this restaurant, is it good or do you have another recommendation? And I ended up giving him a recommendation, but I find that question, I'm almost paralyzed by it. Like I there's so much weight and expectation set on you if you recommend a restaurant to somebody and they end up not liking it at all. Yeah. I think you lose credibility in that person's eyes. I hate that question.
I am right there with you because every time I get that question, I forget every restaurant I've ever heard of in my life.
Yep.
Suddenly, I don't know any restaurants. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because then the whole time they are there, you're like, oh, I hope it's good. I hope I didn't. You know, and then you have to have the confidence in the, like, okay, well, I thought it was good, so it's good. If they don't like it, that's their problem. But my thing, whenever I get that question, I think, well, that's what Google is for. And that's mean, but I'm like, I don't know what you like. So it's that, look it up. Like, look at whatever's five stars, go to that. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
But that question stresses me out like you wouldn't believe. Because I'm like, I could name a couple, but like, is that it? Am I giving good recommendations? So I am not the Zagat guide. But that question is a stressful one.
Well, and it was almost like a bad date because I texted him the next day and I said, did you
Kurt Cignetti? He said, Google me, bitch. That's where you find your restaurant.
I said, did you go? Did you
Google
like
work
it?
In your home?
Yeah. And he never responded when I texted him the next day. So it was almost like it was a bad date. He's just done.
I also don't feel like I'm very firm on, I don't get out to eat as much as I probably should. You know, little kid at home, it's not like we're going out to downtown to go to Portland dinners all the time.
It's not cheap anymore.
It's not cheap, and it's just like, so I'm like, I've been to like two places over there. They were fine. Is that the recommendation you want? It's not like I'm eating out every weekend. I've done my best to try and avoid Patriots propaganda in this interview. I do like your quarterback and your head coach, but I'm doing the best that I can. One more Lucy Burge question from me before we get to maybe bets that you like for tonight. I love when you tweet out, when people are going back and forth with you, and you tweet out the softball pitching video, the Lucy Burge high school video. What was Lucy Burge like on the mound in softball? Were you a bulldog? Oh. Did you bean people? Have a good fastball, a good riser? What was the repertoire?
I was very much a bulldog, and I was to the point where my favorite thing was we would go to other schools to play them, and I would hear the opposing coach say to my coach, oh, that's her. And I was like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is me. And so people were scared of me. I would hit a few girls, did get hit, not on purpose. But I was intense. And if I struck somebody out to end an inning, I would do a fist bump as I walked off the mound. I loved it. And I miss it every day. So that intensity, yes, I was very intense. And I was very focused. And it was serious business. Yeah. And I think maybe I was more focused and serious than other people on the team. And so when we would lose, I would take it very personally. And my catcher is still one of my good friends to this day. So it was a very tight bond, and I was very intense about it. I was great. So
the bulldog.
I was a bulldog.
Lucy the Bulldog Burge.
That's a good. I like
this. That's a good nickname.
Queen of Dongs and the Bulldog. She's got them both.
I would have used that nickname if I could go back.
Were you a trash talker? Did we get sit down, bitch, or did you just like fist pump and that's it?
Yeah. Oh well, the fist bump it in my head because I had to be a good sport still in high school. So I, you know, I had to be classy, and that's why, you know, I did win MVP 3 out of the 4 years. So the year I did not win, I got a concussion.
You got a concussion from what?
I had a concussion.
Somebody beat you? What happened?
This is where my ego came in, and this is to the point where I was a bulldog. I was at practice one day, and we were just practicing throwing and warming up our arms, warming up. And everyone had to throw in the same direction because you didn't want to get hit. And I was like, we don't need to do that. There's no room. We're just, you know, the other girl and I, we're going to go a different direction. So I was hit in the head with someone who threw a ball to the other girl, and it missed, and it hit me directly in the temple. So, concussion city.
Yeah, that'll do it to you. That'll do it to you. Yeah. That's all it took to take Lucy Burge out. Other year's MVP. Anything you like gambling-wise, whether it be this weekend or this week?
Yeah, a couple bets for this weekend, but also hockey, you guys. I've been dabbling in the NHL here. So, four tonights, we're hitting the ice. Devils money line and Canadiens money line. Canadiens are playing Flames. Flames are 1-6. So, Canadiens money line, Devils money line. Then, for tomorrow night, I'm looking at the Vikings +3. So, the Chargers have +3 of their last four, and they only beat the Dolphins by 2. Carson Wentz, 7-0 in his career on Thursday Night Football. And then, Patriots -7. Because the Patriots on a roll, rolling to the Super Bowl, of course. So and to the division win. We'll start with the division.
Okay, we'll go there.
We'll start with this week to cover the spread.
We don't have enough.
His hibachi.
We don't have enough time, and I don't want to dive into the fact of how unfair life is that they got already another franchise quarterback.
Yeah, let's not talk about
Tom Brady.
No, we don't need to do that.
Better than Tom Brady.
At Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go give her a follow. DraftKings Sportsbook partner. We love chatting with her. Back on the YouTubes. Well done, everybody behind the scenes for figuring that out. Thanks as always, Lucy. Enjoy all of the sports, and we'll catch up again next Wednesday.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.